Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a proper old-school DNB Hoover Stab in Ableton Live 12, then dirty it up so it feels warm, printed, and a little bit tape-worn in the best possible way. If you've ever heard that huge buzzing rave stab from 90s jungle and drum and bass, that's the vibe we're aiming for. Not a clean modern EDM synth, but something with attitude. Something that sounds like it belongs over chopped breaks, rolling bass, and a dark warehouse atmosphere. We're working in the composition area of DNB here, so think of this sound as a hook instrument, not just a random effect. It can answer the drums, hype up a transition, or sit in the intro and give the track a signature identity. First, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a great starting point for classic drum and bass energy. Then create a MIDI track and load Wavetable. We'll build the core sound from scratch using stock Ableton tools, which is perfect because it teaches you the shape of the sound, not just a preset. Now let's make the Hoover itself. The classic Hoover sound is usually a wide, detuned, modulated saw stack. In Wavetable, start with oscillator 1 set to a saw wave. Set oscillator 2 to another saw, or a pulse if you want a slightly different edge. Then turn on unison, somewhere around 4 to 8 voices. Detune it enough to make it thick and alive, but not so much that it becomes cloudy. A good range is around 15 to 25%. Keep the stereo spread fairly wide at first. We'll narrow it later if needed. For voicing, mono or legato works well if you want the stab to hit cleanly and feel more like one tight note rather than a lush chord pad. And for now, keep portamento very low or off. Next, shape the filter. Use a low-pass 24 filter, set the cutoff fairly low to start, somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz, and add a moderate amount of resonance. A little drive in the filter helps give it that bite and makes the sound feel less digital. You're going for aggressive, but still musical. Now the amp envelope. This is important, because a Hoover stab should punch and get out of the way. Set attack very fast, basically near zero. Keep decay short, maybe 200 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain should be low, around 0 to 15%, and release should be short too, around 80 to 200 milliseconds. That gives you a proper stab shape instead of a long-held note. At this point, if you play a note, you should already hear the basic character, wide, buzzy, and stabby. Good, that's the foundation. Now we add movement. A Hoover gets interesting when it has subtle motion, not just a static tone. Use an LFO and route it to the filter cutoff. Sync it to something like 1/8 or 1/16, and keep the depth subtle. You don't want a giant wobble, just a little breathing motion in the tone. If you want even more thickness, you can add a tiny amount of pitch movement to oscillator 2. Keep it very small. The goal is not chaos. It's more like a bit of unstable analog charm. If the sound feels too clean, increase the unison detune slightly and push the filter drive a little more. If it starts sounding too glossy or modern, that's a clue to tame the width and soften the top end later with EQ. Now let's write a simple DNB stab rhythm. A really useful starting pattern is one bar long, with stabs on beat 1, the end of 2, beat 3, and the end of 4. That syncopation works really well against breakbeats, especially in jungle and roller style arrangements. If you want a more old school feel, place the stabs just after the snare, or leave a little more space and let the breaks breathe. And here's a big tip. If the groove feels stiff, try nudging one hit a few ticks earlier or later instead of adding more notes. Timing variation often gives you that old sampled feel faster than extra processing does. For notes, keep it simple. A single note can work, but minor intervals sound especially good for darker DNB. Try root plus minor third, root plus fifth, or root plus octave. If you're in F minor, for example, F and a flat is a strong starting point, or F and C. Short notes are key here. This is a stab, not a pad. Now we turn the synth into something that feels like it's been bounced to hardware and aged a little. We'll use Ableton stock effects for that warm, gritty tape style character. Start with saturator. Add some drive, maybe plus 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives you harmonic thickness and a little rounded edge. If it gets too harsh, back off the drive instead of trying to fix everything at the end. Next, a drum bus. This device is fantastic for making things feel more printed and old school. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 10 to 25%. Be careful with the boom control, because you do not want the stab fighting your sub bass. If the stab is too clicky, try a little negative transient. If the top end gets sharp, use damp to calm it down. Then add EQ8. This is where you shape the stab like a finished sample. High pass the low end around 80 to 150 Hz so it doesn't interfere with your sub. If the sound is boxy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's poking out harshly, nudge a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if there's too much shiny top end, roll off some air above 10 to 12 kHz. If you want more grime, you can add redux or vinyl distortion. But go easy. The point is texture, not destruction. A tiny bit of downsampling or bit reduction can make the stab feel like a sampled bounce from an older machine. Just don't overdo it unless you want a lo-fi effect on purpose. Then use utility to control the width. This is a really important move in drum and bass. A huge stereo stab can sound amazing soloed, but in a mix it can become messy fast. If needed, narrow the width a bit, maybe to 80 or 90%, so the sound stays focused and the low mid stay centered. If the stab has too much peak variation, finish the chain with a compressor or blue compressor. You only want a little control here, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is to make it feel more consistent and more like a printed sample. Now for the fun part, resampling. This is where the sound really starts to feel authentic. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and record your stab pattern. Once recorded, trim the audio tightly. Why do this? Because once the sound is audio, you can chop it, reverse it, warp it, fade it, or process it again. That's a big part of the classic jungle workflow. Audio often gives you that sampled, performed, chopped feel better than endlessly tweaking the synth. After resampling, process the audio version with a simple tape-style chain. Try EQ8 first, maybe a gentle low pass to take the edge off, and if it needs body, a small boost around 150 to 250 Hz. Then add a little saturator again if needed. For transitions or movement, you can use auto filter to sweep the cutoff or echo for short delay hits. Keep the delay tucked low in the mix, but even a small amount can make the stab feel like it's bouncing through a big space. A short echo like 1/8 or 1/16 can give the stab a nice warehouse tail without making it wash out the groove. This is especially useful on reversed hits or transition stabs. When placing the stab in the arrangement, remember that in DNB the drums and bass do most of the heavy lifting, so use the stab as a feature, not a carpet. Great places for it include the intro, the build before the drop, a drop accent every 4 or 8 bars, or a breakdown moment where it can breathe with a bit more delay and space. A really solid arrangement approach is to start with filtered stabs in the intro, then gradually open the filter, and increase the saturation as you move toward the drop. In the drop itself, use fewer hits so the bass line has room. Later in the track, automate the filter or change the note choice to keep the hook evolving. And speaking of mix balance, this is where a lot of beginners get tripped up. The stab should not mask the snare crack, it should not compete with the sub, and it should not fight the break transients. The real battleground in DNB is the midrange. If the stab is clashing with your snare snap, reese growl, or hats, reduce some of its 1 to 4 kHz energy before turning it up louder. If needed, a subtle sidechain to the kick or snare can help the stab breathe with the groove. Keep it light. You want movement, not obvious pumping. Now for a few teacher-style pro tips. First, treat the Hoover stab like a hook. If it only appears once, it can feel random. If it returns with small changes, it becomes memorable. Second, remember that less low end, less stereo, and more contrast is often the better choice in DNB. A smaller but clearer stab usually works better than a huge messy one. You can also make variations. Try building two resampled versions, one darker and more solid, one brighter and more distorted. Then alternate them every other bar. That creates motion without changing the whole idea. Or make a ghost layer underneath the main stab, with a bit more delay or a narrower stereo field, and blend it quietly for thickness. Another great trick is per-hit automation. Move the cutoff, drive, or width slightly from one phrase to the next. Even tiny changes can make the stab feel performed rather than looped. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 1-bar Hoover stab loop in F minor. Put stabs on beat 1, the end of 2, beat 3, and the end of 4. Put saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and utility on the chain. Then resample it, duplicate the clip, reverse one copy, and add a short echo send to one of the reversed hits. Make one version dark and nasty, and another warm and ravey. Compare them. Listen to how filter, saturation, and stereo width change the emotion of the sound. That comparison teaches you a lot very fast. So to recap, start with a detuned saw-based wave-eatable patch. Give it a short stabby envelope, add subtle modulation, process it with saturation, drum bus, EQ, and careful width control, then resample it so it behaves like a classic jungle sample. Place it with intention, keep space for the drums and bass, and use minor harmonies and filter movement to keep the vibe dark and alive. That's how you get a bounce old school DNB Hoover stab, with warm tape style grit in Ableton Live 12. If you want, I can also do a follow-up lesson on mixing this stab with jungle drums and sub bass, or give you a ready-to-build Ableton device chain for the exact sound.